Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
I was talking to our program director in the hallway, and he liked Tom Petty. I know, it's crazy, man.
Did he say did he like the live version of this one better than the studio version?
No, we're talking about Rebels, actually. I'm going to try to get play that a little later on. But
I prefer the live version of this one as opposed to the studio version.
I'm not familiar.
Well, he's not alive anymore. One person I'm on the Deadpool, that was Fisty McFaceface. What was his name?
Fisty Pink Stockings.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of Pink Stockings, I got no segue. Let's talk to our buddy.
Good morning.
Dennis Hoff. We figured you might have been running around. I realize Reno's not Vegas, but you might know people in Vegas, and I'm sure you do. And when we tried to get a hold of you yesterday, we figured we'd just let you go. But that wasn't it at all. You were actually just not paying attention to the phone, right?
Oh, no. You know what? I changed phone carriers because of you yesterday. Now I'm with Verizon because it's the only thing that works.
All right. Well, welcome. So I actually found out that Hefner died. I turned on my phone that morning, and Hugh Hefner died. And the first thing on Twitter I saw was you with a photo of Hugh Hefner, and that's the one I retweeted right away. How long ago did you meet Hugh to begin with, Hugh Hefner?
Well, I go first of all. Let me just give my condolences for Tom Petty. I knew Tom Petty.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you if you knew Tom Petty. All right.
Yeah, I knew Tom Petty.
Man,
and,
that sucks.
He was a fan of Cat House. He had me introduce him and Stevie Nicks in front of 120,000 people and six of the bunnies in Sturgis.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, that's excellent. You got on stage and introduced him in front of that crowd. Oh, that is so cool, man.
So how long have you two been friends?
Well, we weren't really friends. We were more acquaintances. You know, Lemmy, rest in peace.
Right.
Lemmy was on my music video, so him and Lemmy and all that, and then you got Axl Rose and you got all the guys. We all hang around at the Rainbow at midnight in L.A. Whatever you're doing, you always go to the Rainbow.
Right.
And so we'd all hang around there. So not a friend, but a good acquaintance, and we had a lot of laughs, but. He requested me to introduce them in front of 120,000 people.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That just sucks. It's only 60.
So Hefner. Yeah. I love Hefner. Look, I wouldn't be doing what I was doing without him. And the connection was Al Goldstein from Screw Magazine, the crazy old pornographer.
Yep.
Had Midnight Blue, went to the Supreme Court because he did a parody in his magazine about the Pillsbury Doughboy getting a yeast infection from the dough girl.
Yeah.
And they didn't like it. It sued him, went to the Supreme Court and won. And he was the connection. Him and Hefner were on and off buddies. They hated each other and they loved each other. And all the time there was some crazy beef going on or some big party they're doing. So that was the connection. And so about 4 years ago, I said to Hefner, I said, Hef, I want to be in your will. He says, yeah, you and everybody else. Said, no, this is important. It's serious. He says, well, what do you want? And I said, the laundry machine, the washer in your laundry room. He says, what? He says, yeah, I call it the Mayflower laundry room because so many of your Playboy playmates came across in it. and he started laughing. He said, do you want the washer? I said, yeah, I want the washer. I said, haven't great hips, lips, and fingertips on your washer and spin cycle with your playmates, best thing I ever did.
Man.
Is that funny?
That is hilarious. He started the sexual revolution in the 50s. I mean, it wasn't for you, Hefner, we wouldn't have anything we do today when it comes to sexual freedom. But how did he feel about legalized prostitution?
He had no problem with it.
You know,
he was a very open-minded guy, and he did change the world. In fact, I'm very proud that in the foreword of my book, The Art of the Pimp, that Bob Zabuda wrote in there, the people that have changed attitudes in America are Kinsey, Masters and Johnson, Hefner, and Hoff.
Man.
And he's right.
By the way, we're we're in that book, too.
Yeah, we are.
You include my old man.
Yes, you are. I'm
book too,
proud to have him in that book.
All right, the art of the deal.
So,
pick it up.
You know, he was a great guy, and you know what? Just to tell you why I was in the laundry room. The place you could fool around at the mansion was in the grotto, but then you got to get your clothes off, all off, and got to get wet and all that crap.
Right.
And so, or you go about 150 feet from the mansion was the game room, which had all these beautiful pinball machines and pachinko machines and everything with Playboy on it, pool tables. And he had two little rooms in there. They were about 6x6 rooms, and the floor was padded, like 4 inches of padding in it. There was nothing in the room except carpet, and you couldn't even walk on it hardly because it was so cushionable, right?
Right.
And so that's where people would go to fool around.
Got it.
But Hefner would not allow a lock on the door because he wanted people to come in and see what's going on. In other words, people touring the place would walk, open the door, and people would be getting down.
Man.
And he loved that. So he wouldn't allow a lock on the door. So most of the people didn't have a problem. Well, I have a problem with it. You know, I get one picture taken of me.
Yes.
And my money stops from Time Warner. And so, can you believe it? They put a morality clause.
No, I cannot. I mean, we have one too. But what you do, I cannot believe you have a morality clause.
Mine's just as bad. Yeah, just as bad as you guys. You guys, I would expect it.
Yeah.
Who would enforce your morality clause?
Time Warner, who owns Cinemax and HBO.
So I forgot, you work for people sometimes.
But it's a photo of you having sex is what you do.
Exactly, except they want to be the only ones to get it.
So you went so you just started having sex in the laundry room of the of the Playboy Mansion, so that way nobody'd come in there.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
I used to have a whole list of each year and month of the centerfold that I dealt with in that laundry room. I've dealt with more centerfolds than most guys who bought shoes in their life.
Oh man, you suck! Now you're starting to brag. I love when he brags.
Yeah,
I like
you
that.
Too.
I would live vicariously through Dennis Hall.
Right. It's not even a humble brag.
No.
Oh no,
it is what it is.
Oh no, dude, I'm not humble at all. I'm on it.
You never have. I like that. Did you know that? I mean, he was out of the public eye, but did you know that he was in grave condition? You from other people that you know?
We got the word, people that I know are close to the son, and so we would get the insight. Our connection that went way back was Hefner, myself, and Garth Fisher, the top plastic, breast guy in the world, is in there. We had the same doctor.
Got it.
And that doctor was Hefner's doctor, and then they had a falling out because he got into drugs, and his life went down, and his daughter wrote about it in a book. But he's a great guy, and we were all buddies. We hung out. We've been to lunch and things like that. We go up to the mansion for the movie night.
Was that the '80s or the '80s or the '90s you met Hef? When...
Oh, he was doing movie night right till the end.
No, I'm talking about when did you meet Hef? '80s or '90s?
'90s.
Okay, got it. All right, cool.
Early, like '90 probably, right around that time. But I got some very memorable. Nights there.
Playboy playmates have you employed also?
Well, I've had probably five or six that I can think of.
Come up there.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
Terry Weigel, the Morrell sisters, one of them, and a few of them. And, Chasey Lane, I think, was there. And
okay.
So, yeah, we've had them there. And I think it was Terry Weigel, if I remember right, or Chasey Lane. One of them said the best part, in a radio interview with me, said the best part about being a Playboy playmate is someday you'll get to make real money at the Bunny Ranch.
Real money at the Bunny Ranch, Dennis Hoffman.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had Bobby Slayton on. He was in the studio a couple weeks ago, and I know that you probably ran into Bobby at the A. He was with one of the twins recently, since one of those twins. I forget what twin it was.
Oh, I forget.
Yeah. Well, Bobby and I go back 100 years.
Yeah, I figure. Yeah, we've known Bobby a while too, but you probably go back in different situations than we do.
He's not dating that girl. By the way, those two girls were on my TV show Living With Me.
That's what I thought. Because he said he got a... After his wife passed away, somebody hooked him up with one of the twins. You know, now he's got a regular.
Right, and she was his grief counselor.
Yeah, that was it.
For a little while.
Yeah, that's, what nonsense. Veteran Grief Counselor.
So is Bobby Slayton.
Bobby's making fun of it, but you know, look at Bob. At Bobby's wife's memorial, Arsenio Hall hosted it. All the big guys, Burr was there, Ray Romano, everybody was there.
Mm-hmm.
And the line of the night at the end, Bobby's heartfeltly said, I want to thank everybody for coming out and help me grieve and get through this process and for the kind donations. And I'm gonna do what my wife would want me to do. Go to the Bunny Ranch and get the Lamar Odom suite for 2 days.
The Lamar Odom suite. That's what he said? I wish I'd have known that at the time.
He said that. It's on that TV show. But you got to remind him next time.
I will.
Out of all those comedians that came up there, Bobby trumped them all with the last line.
So you and Bobby are wiener cousins, too.
Really?
Well, you tell me.
And Bobby?
No, you and Bobby.
No, have you been? With his grief counselor.
I should have been his real grief counselor. Dude, stop! Don't be getting hooked up with this girl. Get up here. You meet a lot of different girls, but I knew Bobby's wife before he knew her.
You go back a long time. Cool. All right.
Did Hefner know Larry Flint? Did they get along?
Who?
Larry Flint and Hefner.
Yeah. Are you?
They did. They were. It was a competitive relationship. They did until Flint ran the pictures of half fooling around with some girls.
That's right.
He
did. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Larry had these pictures.
Yeah.
And he always held them over Hefner's head jokingly, like I'd never tell your wife about these kind of stuff, right? And where you always wonder whether it's the loaded gun that's going to take you out.
Right.
And then Larry got mad one day and read him in his magazine.
Man.
Of Hefner fooling around.
He did do that. I remember that way back when.
Yeah. That was the end of that one. It was brutal. It was on.
Are they rebuilding your house, bud?
Well, we haven't finalized it yet. We're working with the architects and trying to come up with the perfect plan and solution. But I'm looking forward to my birthday party this Saturday. I wish the hell I could buy you guys a couple of first class tickets.
I know. You keep rubbing that in.
And if your dad still wants to come out, it's probably not too late.
He's actually coming out here in about a week or so, but I think he's retired from the Bunny Ranch at this point. He might want to come out eventually sometime again, but he's doing well.
I got three roofs that need to be painted.
Okay. He might paint your room for you. He listens every morning. He listens every morning back east, so he's listening right now. So I'll talk to him later on about that. So
all right, we miss you, brother.
All right, man. You take.
Telling me, look at he can bring body paints. He can paint the bunny.
That'd be good. Yeah.
They say in your retirement that painting is healthy. And so body painting bunnies.
He'll bring his roller out there.
I can see a YouTube video now of him painting girls with his roller.
No, that's a lot of finger painting, I think.
Oh, I think so.
She's got that down.
Well, thanks for your memories of Hef, Dennis, and let's talk soon, man. Take care of yourself.
I love you guys. I'm hoping to get back there and see you soon.
We'd love to, man.
Okay. Talk to you soon, Dennis.
Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch.
On Hugh Hefner.
You're right. It's not even humble brags with him.
No.
I took care of that. Did that. That's what I like about him. First class, too. Jeez.
Hugh Hefner.
First class tickets, he said. That might be the breaking point right there. It's not the sex with strange chicks. It's the first class plane tickets. All right.
Yeah.
How you doing? But, honey, I get first class. I got to go.
I want to go play that golf course that celebrities play every year at Tahoe.
And go to the Bunny Ranch. You're not saying anything right now, I know.
And enjoy a few drinks at the bar. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Just a few drinks at the bar.
Just sit by the pool, enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
And Lake Tahoe is surrounded by nice ski resorts.
And go to the Bunny Ranch.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.